Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, the hang-up on government funding. Number two, impeachment watch. And number three, this one's for Jake, the Bagel Caucus returns. All right, everybody, let's get into it. We are leading Punchbowl News AM with a look at how government funding, the last tranche of bills, has stalled over the weekend. The hopes for potentially rolling out a package of the final six big annual spending bills has stalled, and we are entering another government shutdown week, Jake.
Yeah, well, first of all, I won't sing the song, but I want to give a big shout to the Yukon Huskies, Connecticut's, the pride of Connecticut, really the only pride of Connecticut. UConn and Yale, Anna, both in the NCAA tournament. Big for the Nutmeg State. I won't sing the fight song, but if you'd like to sing the fight song, maybe I'll do it another day on a special edition of the podcast.
Yeah, maybe a special edition that where I'm not on it. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it'll just be the Jake edition. So listen, government funding. Here we are on Monday. Government shuts down Friday at midnight. We haven't seen a stitch of text for the six bill minibus, labor, H, defense, homeland security, financial services, general government, a bunch of bills, and I'm forgetting one or two right now, but legislative branch, a big one, and state foreign ops, a big effort that is underway right now. We still haven't seen a stitch of text. There's a problem with the DHS bill, which is going to be a CR. That is that the administration, feeling some definite mo from Republicans blocking the border bill just a couple weeks ago, they are forcing changes in that DHS spending bill, and they effectively, the big issue is they want to spend more money on beds for detention, on all sorts of you know, immigration related issues. The White House wants more flexibility with anomalies in the CR, and on top of that, the administration is pushing for a TSA pay equity provision, which of course does fall under the DHS spending bill, because Homeland Security deals with a lot more than just immigration. They have a lot of agencies, a lot of efforts under them. So here's the problem. It's Monday. If we don't get text today, the House can vote on it on Thursday. That doesn't give much time to get through the Senate by Friday night. The weekend, there could be a weekend shutdown. I don't know. Brez keeps saying he doesn't think that there will be. I don't know why he says that. I disagree with him. I think that they could easily stumble into a shutdown, especially if they don't have text out today. I think that's going to become a big issue. So that is where we are on government funding. It is a absolute mess at this point. This is the, you know, remember the laddered approach that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, was so hot on, produced several funding deadlines. He said last week, I don't think we talked about this on the podcast because it was in the midday edition, I think, but Johnson has said he wants four funding deadlines next year, potentially, if he's the Speaker and Republicans control the minority. A lot of big ifs there, Anna. So here we are. What say you?
Yeah, you know, I think you laid out really well there. I think there's a couple of points that are important to make here, right? From the 100,000 foot just kind of vantage point, the fact that, you know, we're 5.5 months into the fiscal year 2024 and we're still talking about a potential government shutdown is pretty mind-boggling, right? This deadline didn't creep up on anyone.
No.
The two sides have known what the funding level for fiscal year 2024 would be since last May. Just put a fine point on that. So, I mean, the fact that we're potentially, as you say, stumbling into a government shutdown on the last six spending bills is just shows kind of the dysfunction of Congress. More than anything, just getting the regular, you know, kind of blocking and tackling of the business of government is really difficult at this point for this Congress. I think, secondly, you know, even a week ago, I probably would have been where Brez was, where it felt like, you know, they'd done the first tranche of these bills, gotten through with very little drama, despite the fact that, you know, the House Freedom Caucus didn't get anything that they necessarily wanted. And now they're kind of coming into this last phase, and we could potentially have a weekend shutdown. It wouldn't be that surprising. As you say, bill text needs to come out imminently. Otherwise, you know, you just the timing becomes very difficult. And, you know, don't worry, Jake. Neither the House or the Senate is in today. So
yeah,
clearly,
we can take
really,
a couple days
really
off as well.
Exercised yeah. about the fact that they're just letting things go here, which is interesting. And I would also want to put one other point here is you're also going to see some tension by Democrats in the House pushing to try to find a way forward on Ukraine funding ahead of this upcoming 2-week recess.
Yeah, listen, that is a big flashpoint. There's a lot of efforts to get Ukraine funding over the finish line, whether it's defeating a previous question. We've reported on all these before. Discharge petitions. There's two discharge petitions live at this point. But no one has taken kind of the big step that we haven't seen kind of a forcing mechanism yet. But hey, listen, maybe if they're sitting around waiting for these funding bills to come out, they'll have some ideas.
All right, let's move on to the number two story of the morning, Investigation Nation. House Republicans, of course, are continuing to push forward on the Biden impeachment inquiry. But if President Joe Biden is worried, he is not showing it over the weekend. He made light of the investigation at the annual Gridiron Dinner in D.C., making a joke about it. Quote, this is Biden speaking, imagine believing something so baseless that has a zero chance of succeeding. But Republicans would rather fail at impeachment than succeed at anything.
You know, there's one thing that Republicans and Joe Biden have in common at this point, is which is many Republicans are also poking fun of the impeachment inquiry, which is a big mess at this point. Listen, there's a big hearing this week that Hunter Biden was invited to testify in. He has a court date this week in California. He will not be at this hearing, but a bunch of Hunter Biden associates will be. Anna, they are moving no closer to actually impeaching or doing anything on impeachment. It's just been a big mess. And there are many, I would say, in the Republican conference who want to see some resolution on impeachment or basically just to wrap it up and move on. I don't know that they will. They'll probably just keep it open and let it peter out before the election. But I'll say this, Anna, I don't think there's any chance at all that an impeachment resolution could pass the House of Representatives at this point. They found nothing effectively that is could reasonably be considered a high crime and misdemeanor. And I think that's the main thing here. And the fact that Joe Biden could make light of it is quite something.
Certainly a new phase for the administration, which has been defensive and has gone back and forth with House Republicans, but the humor angle is a new one. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. It is, I know, a very important topic to you, Jake. The Bagel Caucus. Let's talk about it. We have to get serious here. What do you think of their performance? We had high hopes. You certainly were on the covering it, you know, staking out Bagel Caucus meetings. What is the latest?
Yeah, Max and I have attended Bagel Caucus events, and we feel that the Bagel Caucus was an important addition to Capitol Hill. They are celebrating their 1-year anniversary. It's time to take stock of the Bagel Caucus and see what they're up to. But listen, the Bagel Caucus has been pretty quiet recently. We'll see what this means for their performance going forward. We like the transparency. We want to see more from the caucus as we get into the latter half of 2024. Election seasons are important for bagels, and we'll be keeping our eye open on the Bagel Caucus, our eyes on the Bagel Caucus as we get into this critical election season.
All right. With that, one quick note, tomorrow morning, we are kicking off the summit, the digital payments economy, exploring how digital payments support consumers, small businesses, and the economy, a big topic on Capitol Hill right now. The half-day event is going to feature a one-on-one conversation with House Financial Services Chair Patrick McHenry and Jake Sherman. I'm going to be talking to a panel conversation with a variety of speakers across the industry. And there's some good eats. We've got networking. We've got a couple other things up our sleeve at this half day summit. Would love to see you there. You can sign up to attend, by going to our events page at punchbowl.news. As always, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, share it with a friend, share it on social media. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can also subscribe to our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.